Do you ever get called anything else?
I wouldn't know.
Okay. What kind of flying is...
Oh, heck, you got some of that. I saw a Tumblebug in there, and that's wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw it the day before. Yes. I know what a Tumblebug is. You know what a Tumblebug is?
What is it?
It's a bug about the size of a quarter.
Uh-huh.
And he picks up, let's call it manure. And he just rolls his lawn towards his home, and he just tumbles it along.
It gets
about as big as a quarter, like a little ball.
Uh-huh.
I've seen that.
I'll be darned. I never saw that. What do you call insects that fly around and that are, they stink?
Mosquitoes.
Worse than that. Like they build nests up under the...
Oh, wasps. Wasps.
Uh-huh. Are there different kinds of wasps?
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't know what name to use. You have another, called a yellow jacket, then you have what they call them. There's a wasp that builds a type of football-shaped ball, looks like gray paper. They're hornets. That's correct. That's not the name, hornets.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't see that around here.
Oh.
I haven't seen one of those nests in I don't know how long.
Well, that's lucky.
But boy, you don't want to disturb them.
I know.
You regret it.
I know.
A wasp is bad enough. Now we have a wasp called yellow jacket here.
Uh-huh.
And you can get them. The best way to get them is a little can of say gasoline, just throw it up in there. Sometimes you get the nest, sometimes you don't. They just fall down right away.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then you sometimes use fire, but by the time the heat gets up there, they're gone.
Uh-huh.
Before the heat gets there.
Right. And then they come back and build another one.
Yeah, build another nest, yeah.
Yeah. We always have some every summer that try and build a nest in our garage. Every summer we have to do something to,
Yeah, that little dust mineral they got there in the upper housing. Every year there's a yellow jacket nest in there.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they make a nest on bushes or trees.
Yeah.
They do that.
Been stung?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I've been stung by yellow jackets. I've been stung by bees. I've been stung by a bee not too many years ago. There was a volunteer beehive store in one corner of my museum. They were all there.
Uh-huh.
And a man from San Antonio found out about that, and he come and got it.
Oh.
Free. See, I'm glad to get rid of it. You buy a hive of bees, costs you around $10, $15.
Oh, I see.
Or maybe more.
Uh-huh. So he needed one, and he came and...
So my son told him about it. My son knew a beekeeper in San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
He come and got it.
That's nice.
I went away from there.
Yeah, really.
I didn't like honey that well.
Right. What do you call those insects that'll bite your legs if you walk through grass without shoes on? And
they might call it red bugs.
Okay. Do you ever hear it called anything else?
No, I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Then sometimes we have what they call them seed ticks. Do you know what poppy seed looks like?
Yeah.
Those seed ticks look like that almost about the same size. Black, little tiny things, but they get all over your body. Boy, I got caught one time, stepped in a nest of seed ticks.
Oh, really?
Mighty.
I've never heard of that. That's something we don't have too much of up where we are, because it's too dry.
But you have them down here in the woods sometimes.
Uh-huh, yeah. Do they get big like regular ticks?
No, you mean seed ticks?
Yeah.
Well, you know how big a poppy seed grain is?
Yeah.
Well, that's the size they are.
How'd you get them off?
Soap and water.
Oh, how gross. What do you call those little things? Some of them are green and some of them are brown that hop around and eat leaves and stuff in the summer. Sometimes if there are a bunch of them, they'll eat part of your crop.
No, I'm not quite grasping what you mean.
Oh, they hop around in the grass. And
grasshoppers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they are terrible. So not anymore like it used to be. But up in the fences in Utah or a Kansas City area, Kansas State area, grasshoppers were very, very miserable years ago.
Oh, yeah.
They ruin your crop in a few hours' time.
You know, one summer, and I think it was like 57 or 58, in my hometown, we had these grasshoppers come in, and they just ate everything.
Oh,
the trees and the grass.
Yeah,
it was horrible. And you couldn't go outside without stepping on them because it crunched.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, it was gross. What do you call a small fish that you use for bait on a hook?